You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. And on 15 Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in about 15 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy. So let's introduce our guest today. Scott Aaron is a internationally acclaimed award-winning online marketer. He's a three-time best-selling author, top podcaster, and speaker. Scott Aaron truly is the go-to specialist when it comes to converting traffic, establishing connections, and generating leads. Creating sales, building brands, all very much focused on utilizing LinkedIn as well. So Scott, that's just the bio, man, but I'm excited to go deeper with you and welcome you to the show.
Well, Ben, I'm excited to dive in as well and just grateful to be here and have the opportunity to share.
You know, I use the word just the bio, but I mean, those are your accomplishments on a piece of paper, right? Like, yeah. Is there anything that's not in the bio, something exciting or different or a story that can give us a little more context on who you are?
I mean, I'm most proud of being a husband and a father first and foremost. You know, that is why I do what I do. I think, you know, accomplishments are a measurement to, you know, show people that you've done good things. And I think something that I'm very proud of is if anyone visits my LinkedIn profile, there's over 500 written recommendations.
Wow.
And I go by credibility. So, you know, what means a lot to me is the words of others, whether it's a 5-star rating on any of my books, whether it's a 5-star rating on my podcast, and whether it's a written recommendation of someone, you know, basically praising me and the work that I do and how it's helped them. Because it's really not about me. It's about, you know, what the reader takes away from my book. It's what the listener takes away from my podcast. And it's the information and the results that the client takes away from what I teach them. So I would say outside of the best-selling stuff and all that, I would say the results that people get from, you know, accessing any of the information I have out there, that would be my biggest accomplishment.
Yeah, that 500 recommendations is a mere reflection on 500 people you got to help, and then the reviews and et cetera. It's all just a reflection on the impact you get to create. I love that, Scott. I always like to set a stage because this is a short conversation with a quote or a statement that just means a ton to you. What do you have in mind for us today?
There's a lot, but the one that I've been kind of leaning on right now is when uncomfortable becomes comfortable, you're doing big things.
When uncomfortable becomes comfortable, you're doing big things. Ooh, just riff on that for us, brother. I love this.
So for myself, it's playing outside of that comfort zone. So, you know, the stagnation is something that comes up often in business, because especially in entrepreneurship, it's like a rinse, wash, repeat process where, you know, you have to marry the monotony, so to speak. And for any business to progress forward, to generate new revenue, to acquire new customers, to impact a greater amount of people, you have to evolve and you have to change. So whenever I feel myself getting comfortable, I try to do something to make myself uncomfortable, which is trying a new tactic, a new methodology, a new strategy about how we're going to put ourselves out there. And when you do that enough, and again, I always correlate things back to the fitness industry because that was my regular background. I was a gym owner, trainer, and nutritionist, and I really learned about routine, structure, and consistency. Now, to build a body, you're not lifting the same dumbbells each and every time. You know, you may be lifting them in a different way, changing the weights, changing the number of repetitions. So when you can force your body to be accustomed to being uncomfortable and being challenged, where you don't shy away from it, you lean into it. That same principle can be applied to growing a business. So I'm always looking to get uncomfortable. And I think fear of the unknown is what holds a lot of people back. So what I've really been leaning into and encouraging other people to do is to constantly challenge themselves and try new things, where that uncomfortableness becomes comfortable. So they're automatically going to work through it and come out better on the other end.
Mm. And if you're listening, feel free to DM me and tell me I'm wrong. But the listeners like to get uncomfortable. They like to be scientists and try different things. Since one of your expertises, I know you have many, but you're very focused on LinkedIn. Let's use this kind of as a case study here. So a lot of people are either entrepreneurs, business development, sales, a lot of people in HR, but they're growth driven. They're often revenue driven. They often like to network. They're on LinkedIn, but maybe they're not pros yet. What would any of these individuals, what would be an example of a way to get uncomfortable and start actually getting the reps in and start to win at LinkedIn?
Yeah, there's one thing that comes in, two things that come to mind. Number one is having new conversations offline as often as possible. So instead of hanging out in the comment boxes and instead of hanging out in the DMs, you know, take it from online to offline. You know, get on a Zoom with someone or a phone call, get to know them, build the know, like, and trust, see how you can support one another. And the other thing I would say is get on camera. The number one fear that people have when it comes to using LinkedIn is showing up on video. They have no problem videotaping maybe a conference they're at, or, you know, someone speaking, or their parakeet, or their kids, or their significant other, and posting it on social media. But there's something that happens when they turn that camera around on themselves, that their self-doubt and their negative self-talk bubbles to the surface. And it's that fear of, what are people going to think of me? You know, what are they going to say about me behind my back? You know, do I look professional? Do I look old? Are they going to, do I have to get all done up and this, that, or the other? Do I need the perfect lighting? Do I need the perfect backdrop? And the answer is no. What connects two people is being genuine, authentic, and real. That there's nothing that builds the know, like, and trust better than being your genuine and authentic self. And it's really hard to hide that when you're on a video, because especially if you're on a live video, which I love doing on LinkedIn twice a week, because you're putting yourself in a vulnerable situation where it's live. You know, you can't pause and then start, like, it's there. When you do pre-recorded, obviously you can record a couple variations and versions and, you know, post the best one that you like. But that's why I like hopping on live, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, there's been times where I've jumped on live where my camera wasn't working, so it was just audio. There's been times where I jumped on and the feed drops out, right? So you kind of have to acknowledge that certain things are out of your control and you kind of lean into it. But the more often you do something, going back to what I said before, the uncomfortable becomes comfortable. I always tell people, just get that first video done and out of the way. And it could be a simple 30-second video where you're just introducing yourself to your network. Hi, my name is so-and-so. I focus on this. I serve these types of clients. Stay tuned for more content. Have a great day. It could be something as simple as that. But, you know, my wife and I teach people not only how to show up on camera authentically, but creating podcasts and running their books and courses and memberships. And I can't tell you how many people are afraid to do podcasts. And every single person that we have helped launch their podcast, after they're on episode maybe 5, 6, or 7, they've all said to us, I never realized it was this easy. Now, the first couple episodes, just like the first couple videos, they may be kind of challenging because you're really pushing yourself and stretching yourself to do something you haven't done before, you know, but repetition, you know, is one of the keys to success, you know, keeping consistent. So the more that you do something, the more it gets easy, just like doing video and showing up that way on LinkedIn.
Love it. Reputation is the repetition's a key to success. Authenticity. That's why, bar the internet exploding, people notice this podcast is one take. Scott had to listen to me ramble the first minute like everybody else, because we're doing this one take front to back to keep it raw, to keep it real, to keep it authentic. And in a case like this, it isn't live, so it is lower stakes that if something were to go wrong, it's not the end of the world, right? You said you do a couple lives a week. Tell us a little bit more about your lives, why you do them, and how we catch any of your LinkedIn lives.
Yeah, so every Monday and Thursday between 10 and 10:30 a.m. Eastern, I always go live on LinkedIn. And the reason why I do that is, well, number one, I love community building things. And what's helped me build my community on LinkedIn is giving high value and asking for nothing in return. So I'm an open door. You know, I have nothing to hide, and I pride myself on when I jump onto LinkedIn and I'm educating or informing on, you know, what you should or shouldn't do, a new feature that's come out and how you can take advantage of it, you know, maybe a feature that you're not using that you maybe should. I tell people exactly what I do. I tell them exactly how I'm using it, how it's helped my business. I do screen shares and show them, you know, on my LinkedIn profile, how I'm utilizing something. So I have nothing to hide. And that's why I really love, you know, LinkedIn for the connection purpose, but also the education forum that it is. And again, if you want to be the expert in your space, if you want to be the go-to person, you have to give people a reason to position you as the expert. You have to give people a reason to go back and tune in each and every week. You have to give people a reason to tell other people about you and what you're doing and how they should check you out as well. And all of that has come from, again, repetition and consistency, showing up on camera, and giving as much as I can, again, without asking for anything back in return, except for just commenting in the comments below if they resonate and what their takeaways were, so I can learn from them.
I love it. I mean, me personally, big do-it-yourselfer. I will learn from Scott, implement it. Someone will be like, oh my God, how did you do that? I explain it. Oh, that sounds overwhelming. Well, just hire Scott to do it for you. So as you give and give and give, you show your value and you can take over if people need your help on a professional level. We will put your LinkedIn in the show notes. I hope people do flood you with connection requests. Where, before we get into like our integration work for the end of the episode, LinkedIn, is that the best way to reach out and support you? Or is there any other places you want to shout out? Shout out your podcast. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, it's called Networking and Marketing Made Simple. It's on all the major platforms, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts. Or you can just go to my website, scottaron.net. It's got a link where you can purchase my new book, The LinkedIn Book for Sales and Marketing. You can subscribe to my podcast. You can see all our offerings. There's a free opt-in on there. Basically, it's a 6-page PDF that helps you to optimize your profile on LinkedIn. So that's a free gift that I always give people. Plus, if you download that, there's a second gift. It's typically a $197 course that I have. It's called The 5 Layers of LinkedIn, but there's a coupon code called 5, and you just put the coupon code in 5 layers that will zero it out. So I give a $200 course for free for people that download the infograph.
5 layers is the coupon code. I'll make sure this is in the show notes. Also, yeah, make sure this next part's in the show notes, but if you'd like, write it down. I believe we want to integrate what we learned. Currently, this podcast only comes out once every 2 weeks, so it gives you 2 weeks to integrate what you learned today. Based on everything we talked about, what would be your one like integration assignment for the listener that we can take what we learned and actually start doing this in our life? Well, what do you recommend we do?
You know, when I thought about that question, you know, there's a bunch of things that come to mind, but when I kind of nail down the one thing that would help the three others, the thing that just I can't escape is building an ideal network on LinkedIn. And I just want you to hear me out. So you can optimize your profile all you want. You know, you can connect with people all you want. You can message people all you want. You can produce content all you want. But if you're not building the right type of network, and I call it your ideal client and power partner network, and here's what happens. If you connect with the wrong people, well, A, they may not accept your connection request at all. If they do, and you message them, they're not going to see a relatable connection point between you and them, so they're not going to respond.
Right.
Which means the content that you're producing for these people to see is of no importance or relevance to what they do. So guess what? They're not going to engage. That's why you'll see people on LinkedIn that have like 15, 20, 25,000 connections or followers,
no engagement.
And their posts get like one like, right. Because all they've done is the spray and pray methodology where they just click connect and they think that the amount of connections they have correlates to the impact that they're actually having on people. But if no one is engaging, no one's resonating. So yeah, I've built a large following over the years. And yes, people do engage in every single thing I put out there, some more than others. But the reason for that is because I'm very specific and I'm very crystal clear on who is a right connection for me and who is a wrong connection for me. Because at the end of the day, I'm looking to accomplish two things. I'm looking to establish power partnerships where we can do referrals or collaborations, but I'm also looking for client acquisition opportunities where there could be someone now or later on down the road that could benefit from one of our services or our offerings, where I'm not selling and pitching, but I'm nurturing them through the educational content that I produce each and every week. But if you're not building the right network, people won't accept, they won't respond back, and they won't engage in your network. So when you focus on your ideal client and your power partner connections, and you get very clear with that, not only are you going to get more accepted connections, you're going to get more responses in your messages, you're going to book more discovery calls, and you're going to have more organic engagement.
Love it. Ideal client, power partner connections, and ultimately anybody that possibly could learn from you, or maybe you want to learn from them. But for me, like I see you as a peer, I see you as a friend. We can help each other, even if it's not in a financial way, by supporting each other online. So valuable stuff, man. I will put all the links in the show notes. Any final words before we take off today? I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. Yeah, again, and just really appreciate you and the opportunity to be here today. And I would say the final thing that I just want the listeners to know is that, you know, business, entrepreneurship, whatever you're doing, it's not a straight line. There's a reason why they call it a roller coaster ride, because what's the first thing that you do when you get on that roller coaster? You pull that safety harness down. So no matter how up and down the journey may be, no matter how many twists and turns, or maybe it backwards at some point, the journey goes, as long as you're focused on moving forward, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. Everything is attainable. And when you remember that the peak of one mountain is the valley of the next, you're going to be living the best life possible.
Thanks for coming on, Scott. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Ben.
Dude, that rocked.